Hi, everyone. This is Mike Williams, and I want to welcome you all to a very special podcast product. This is called Total YouTube Domination, and I'm going to be sharing with you some of my tricks and secrets to getting massive traffic from YouTube. And if you have this product, it's probably not even necessary to tell you what kind of traffic is available on YouTube. Many YouTube videos get more viewers than the Super Bowl. They have approximately 20 million views each month. So it's pretty safe to say that if you're not using YouTube as one of your traffic arsenals, you are leaving a lot of money on the table, certainly a lot of traffic on the table. The problem with YouTube traffic that I find in different articles and courses that I've seen is they'll tell you what makes a successful YouTube video. You want it to go viral. You want it to go naturally viral. So you want it to be funny. You want it to be interesting. You want it to be really cool, so it will just take off. And that's true. I mean, a high-quality video like that, that's comedic and controversial, these kinds of things generate lots of backlinks really quickly, and they can get your video doing really well in the YouTube search engine. The problem is, not all of us are good at making videos like that. Not everybody has some extreme talent, and not everybody is able to come up with something so controversial or so interesting that it would go viral like that. And what are the rest of us to do? I haven't really seen a service out there that offers the service of creating viral videos for you. It's just something you can't really predict, and you can't really predict what people are going to enjoy, what's really going to take off. It's sort of like a fad, but so what's someone to do? Like you and me, let's say you just have a boring video and you want to promote your product and you still want that video to get a lot of traffic, still want to do it really well. Are you left out in the cold and now you can't compete on YouTube because you're not like the guy who can jump through hoops of fire or something like that? So the answer is it's really not necessary. And I'm going to tell you a bunch of techniques that you can do to get even the most boring video getting tons of traffic, because we're sort of going to be gaming the system. Just understanding how YouTube search engine works is going to allow us to get our videos in front of tons and tons of people, regardless of how good it is. And, of course, we want to make our videos as good as we possibly can. But this will give you the boost you need to start bringing lots of traffic and lots of sales from your YouTube videos. Now, before I go any further, I want to talk a little bit about private label rights. If you bought this product and you paid for private label rights, I want to tell you what kind of rights you have. If you're hearing me saying this right now, you bought the product with private label rights, or you've gotten access to it somehow as a giveaway or as part of someone's list building campaign or whatever, you have certain rights to this product, and I just want to go through what they are. So the first issue is, can you give this product away? And the answer is yes, you can give this product away to whoever you like. Second issue is, can it be packaged? Yeah, you can package it, you can put it on a CD, you can sell it. That's okay. Can it be offered as a bonus? Absolutely, yes. Okay, can it be edited? You cannot edit any contents of this audio recording, so it cannot be edited. And it will be very difficult for you to claim to be the author of this content, if anyone has heard your voice before. You can't claim to be the author, and you cannot edit this. It can be used as web content if you like, given away for free. You can use this words I'm saying and break them down into articles. That's also fine. They can be added to paid membership sites. This can be offered through auction sites. And you can sell the resell rights to this recording that you're listening to now. So you can go ahead and give away, sell the rights to this the same way I sold the rights to you or someone else that gave it to you. And you can also sell the right to give this away as a bonus and sell the right to give this away as a free product. So there's a lot of things you can do with this audio that you're listening to now. Okay, now we're going to get into some of the tricks and strategies to getting massive traffic from YouTube videos, even boring YouTube videos. And I want you to listen, stay with this recording until the very end. At the very end, I'm going to tell you about a very unique and of opportunity to use the techniques that you're going to learn, I'm about to teach you, to sell a product, because some many of you might not have a product, and I have a program for you that I think you're going to like, and you can actually use these tactics I'm about to teach you and make money with this program. So stay on till the end to hear about that special opportunity. Okay, so when it comes to getting traffic from YouTube, YouTube works on a search engine system much in the same way Google does, slightly has different criteria for what considers a good video than Google has for deciding what's a good website. Obviously very different mediums of providing content, but there are still some basic rules, and if we approach it methodically the same way we'd approach SEO, we can achieve great success no matter what is going on in our video. So I'm not going to get so much into the theory of why things work. I'm just going to basically give you action steps, things that you should do practically with your YouTube video when you upload it that will give you awesome YouTube rankings and give you a ton of traffic really, really fast. So I said that it needs to be a bit of a methodical process. The first thing that you want to do is figure out what niche you're going to be in. And many of you might already know what niche you're in. Let's say you are in the weight loss niche. So we always want to make sure, and this is the most basic thing of internet marketing, any marketing, is that we are hitting a target audience. We want to make sure we're hitting a target audience because those are the people that are going to be most likely to buy our product. People who are, that are interested in acne, they might also be interested in weight loss, but the chances of making a sale from those people is much, much lower. And we want to focus on the people that are most interested in what we're doing. So here's what you need to do. You need to first brainstorm keywords that would be popular on YouTube the same way you'd brainstorm keywords that would be popular on Google. So what you want to do is really simple. You basically want to find the videos that relate to your niche. You can do that by typing in the main keyword in your niche, whether it's acne or weight loss or whatever it is. And we're going to look at the most we're trying to find the most popular videos there, but certain kind of popular video, not just any popular video. We're going to do this a little bit methodically. We're going to first go to the tab on YouTube that says videos. We're going to click on that tab, and then we want to sort the videos by most popular, and we want to click on the most popular this week, and we want to click on the most popular today. So this week and today are the first ones that we're going to go after. And you type in your primary keyword, type in the terms that are most, things that are most talked about in your particular niche. So if your niche is about making money online, you type in making money online, but you'd also want to type in other things that are going on in that niche. You can rest assured that if people are interested in making money online, they're also going to be interested in various people like Dan Kennedy, like Evan Pagan, different people in the industry. And you also want to type their names in and do searches on all of those people and all the different topics within your niche that people are really interested in. If it's acne, don't just type in acne. Type in also blackheads and other terms that people are typing. And you can just go to Google's external keyword tool and put in your primary keyword, if it's acne, and that will give you some ideas of other related keywords. So you just go to Google, and then you type into Google external keyword tool. That should be the first result. And you'll type in your primary keyword, and then it will give you related keywords. And you go back to YouTube, and you can type those in to YouTube and see what is the most popular videos for today and for this week. Now, the first thing I want to point out to you that most people don't know is that most views from a YouTube video come not from people actually searching by keyword on YouTube. It's different from Google in this way. On YouTube, people mostly, most of the videos that are watched because someone was watching a related video and then they decided to watch the video that came up as a related video or a video response. So So video responses are critical when it comes to marketing through YouTube, and so are the related videos. You see the related videos on the right, bottom right. You see the video responses right underneath the video. And this is just the way they found that people surf on YouTube. They don't go search in the search box and then watch one video. Rather, they search in the search box, watch one video, and then watch 10 more videos based on what pops up in the video responses or what pops up in the related video. So we know that in every niche, there are going to be those viral videos. There's going to be those really popular videos, the ones with anywhere from 10,000 to 100,000 to a million views. And what we want to do is we want to capitalize on their traffic. We want to steal away, legally, of course, their traffic from their popularity. We want to sort of piggyback on off of what they're doing. And one really good way to do that is to have your video show up as a video response to that video. So when you find the super popular videos this week and today that pop up for your niche, for your keywords, pick one of the most popular ones and upload your video as a video response when you upload it. And now, the more traffic that video gets, the more traffic you're going to get. But there's a reason why I said that you should only do this for videos that are most popular this week or today to do this technique, because you might think, well, let me just go after the most popular video of all time and upload as a video response. Well, it's a good idea, but there's going to be 50, 100 other responses there, and your video is going to get lost, and it probably won't even show up on the bottom there when people are watching it, so the chances that anyone's going to see it are very slim. But if it's a video that's on its way up, that's most popular this week, most popular today, it probably doesn't have very many video responses at all. So when you upload yours as a video response to their video, you're going to start getting traffic right away because you're going to show up immediately when people watch that video. But there's more. We're basically going to use this piggybacking method of leeching off of the traffic of already popular videos, and we're going to go after two different videos. So we're going to have one video that's super popular that we've uploaded our video with a video response to that, and then we want to pick another one that's also super popular in our niche, which are going after these keywords, and we want to show up as the number one related video to that video. And the related videos seem to get even more traffic than the video responses. So related videos are very important because they not only show up on the bottom right, they show up at the end of that person's video that you're targeting. So when that popular video is played and the person is wondering, what the heck should I do next now that it's over, I don't want to go back to work, I want to watch another video, you want your video to pop up first, to be the very first thing that they see. I'm going to tell you how to do that. It's pretty simple. What you're going to do is you're going to try to tell YouTube that your video is extremely similar to the video that they just watched. Now, YouTube doesn't know what's actually on your video. Their machines aren't that smart to be able to tell what's going on in your video, what you actually say. It doesn't have to actually be directly related. You don't have to actually be talking about that video, but you can still send a message to YouTube that your video is almost the same, and therefore someone who enjoyed watching the video before, the viral one, will also enjoy watching your video. And it's very simple. What you do is you just take the main words that are in the title of their video. So if their video is called Guitar Hero Really Sucks, you want to use the word sucks and you want to use the word Guitar Hero. You can be a little bit creative beyond that. You don't have to copy them exactly, but use the main buzzwords that show up in their title, in your title. That's the first thing you want to do. Then you want to take it a step further. You're going to see meta tags that the person who has the very popular video that we're targeting has in the above the description box on the right side of the page. What I want you to do is just copy-paste their meta tags. Copy-paste their meta tags and put them exactly, make them your meta tags, and this is going to do a heck of a lot to make sure that you're going to be the number one most similar video to theirs. And you're going to be showing up as a related video after people watch theirs. Now, believe it or not, those two things are usually enough to get your video showing up as the most similar and related video to that viral video that you are trying to piggyback off of. And this usually happens pretty fast. Usually within a couple days, you can achieve these kinds of rankings. So So now we're targeting one video that's become the video, one viral video that we are now the video response to. And we targeted another viral video that we are also the most related video to. And if you really want to be sneaky, you can create more videos or even the same video under a different account and do it again. Go after another really popular YouTube video in your niche and another one, and the sky is really the limit with this. You can keep creating videos and targeting them in this way and go all throughout the most popular videos on YouTube and dominate. Now, there's one more thing that you can do, and that is the description box of the video that you're targeting. You also might want to sort of mimic, copy, model after, but definitely use the keywords of the viral video that you're targeting's description box. So you want to take what they say there and make yours similar. That's another thing that YouTube looks at to decide if your video is related to theirs. And let's talk for a minute about the description box. The description box lets you have a heck of a lot more space than most people ever use. And that description box is one of the most important factors in how you're actually going to rank in the search engine. So now I'm not talking about when you are going to show up as a related video to another video. I'm talking about someone's going to find your video originally when they search under weight loss solutions or whatever on YouTube that you pop up first, just like you would on Google. That description box becomes very important for the rankings there, for your rankings there. So here's why what I recommend. You take your same video or another video. If it's the same one, do it under a different account. And now instead of trying to piggyback off someone else's traffic, try to get the number one ranking yourself. And you can be targeting different keywords for each one of these. You want to get that number one search ranking yourself. So how do we go about doing that? Well, again, there's a number of metrics that Google looks at, a number of factors. And if you want to show up number one for a keyword, you want to do a lot of the things that you do in an SEO campaign. And that means on a website, you have a title tag. And we all know one of the most important things for SEO is the name of your website, the domain name, and the title tag. And on YouTube, it's really no different. One of the most important things that they look at is your title. So it's a no-brainer that you want to make sure that that keyword is in your title. So that's easy. But YouTube looks at more than just that. You also want to make sure that that keyword is in your meta tags. And not only do that exact keyword, but do related keywords. So that's also really easy. You just make sure you have your keywords in your meta tags. Simple. But that's not all that YouTube looks for when it does its rankings. It also tries to figure out how good the video is. And one of the ways it tries to do that is to see how many comments are on that video. So you want to do everything you can to generate comments on your video. So while other people would recommend making your video really awesome or really controversial to get a lot of comments, which of course will work, in our case, we don't always have in our back pocket a controversial concept to put in a video or something really awesome. We just want to sell some affiliate products. We want to sell some CPA. We want to do some CPA marketing, whatever. So here's a way that you can generate a lot of comments really fast without having a really incredible video. When you're making your video, you pretty much ask the people for comments. You don't just ask them for comments. They have no reason to respond to give you comments if you just ask them to give them comments. But what you do is you make your video in the form of a question. So if you're talking about making money online or losing weight, you want to talk about some techniques, some strategies for losing weight, or maybe a review of another product. And then you can ask, say, you, who is ever watching right now, please, below, tell me what is your biggest struggle with losing weight. What's the thing that holds you back the most? Something like that. Come up with a really intriguing question that you think will generate a lot of response. And people really like to let their opinions be heard. So you can also ask an opinionated question, like, do you agree or disagree of this technique of losing weight? Or do you agree or disagree with this semi-ethical tactic of making money? And these kinds of questions always generate a lot of comments, a lot of interest. And if you really want to ramp this up to the next level, you could offer some kind of bonus to the person who gets the question right or gives the best response. You could tell them that you're going to send them a free ebook, a free report, or maybe even a cash prize for someone who has the best answer. I don't know of anything in Google and YouTube's terms of service that says that you can't offer some kind of prize for the best response to a question. After a few months of running it, you could just send them a personal message through YouTube with a link to your ebook, or ask them for their PayPal address and send them a PayPal, send them a beer. Even $10, $15 can go a long way here, having an opportunity to make money just by watching YouTube videos and writing a comment. So if you want to make it a bigger cash prize, the bigger the prize, the bigger the buzz. But this is a really cool way to generate a lot of comments, and it will get your search engine rankings really high, really fast. But YouTube doesn't just look at how many comments there are. YouTube also looks at how many video responses there are. So on this video, which is meant to target a keyword, remember, we have like sort of three different types of videos. We have videos that we want to be a video response, and we have videos that we want to be a related video, and then we have another one, all from different accounts. If you're going to, they're going to be the same video, you can also make three different videos. This third one that we're talking about now is the one trying to get the search engine rankings. And the same way we said, offer a cash prize for the best answer to a question or the right answer to a question. You can ask some kind of trivia question, another option for you. We got a trivia question about something in your niche. Be sure to remind them that they could also upload a video response, and you could possibly tell them that a video response will have a better chance of winning, because the fact is just many more people write text comments than write video comments. So you really want to do everything you can to encourage them to make a video response, because you want to make sure you get some of those. Now, there's another aspect to this. We also know that even if you have a really good ranking on Google, it's not going to do much for you if you don't have a click-through rate, a good click-through rate on Google. So your title needs to not only be keyword optimized, but it needs to be something really interesting, and it looks like it's going to be controversial. So even if your video isn't controversial, at least make sure your title is controversial. Put a little effort into that. That's pretty easy. You can just say something like, if they're talking about a certain system, if they're talking about Weight Watchers or something like that, you'd want to say something like, why I really hate Weight Watchers, why Weight Watchers is a scam. And then you could mention that in your video, that although scam is a really harsh word to use, I really don't think that their techniques work as well as this program that I'm about to tell you about. And then you go with the link to the video that you want, and then you provide the link to, and then you provide the link to the page where you're getting your affiliate commission. And then you go ahead and tell them about the program that you are promoting. Now, something that some people don't know when they upload a video to YouTube is that very important that your link in your description box to the product that you're promoting be a live link. We always know that conversions on live links are much better than links where they would have to copy and paste the URL into their browser to get to the website. People aren't going to want to do that. So there's a simple way to do it. You just need to make sure you have http://www format and then your website.com. If you just do www, something.com, it's not going to be a live link. And you really need to make sure that you give a strong call to action in that description box. You got to give them a really darn good reason why they should leave YouTube and go to this website. There better be a promise of something really cool that this niche really needs for them to want to do that. There has to be a promise of a free guide, or the answer to a specific problem that they're facing that they're going to get for free if they just click on that link. And here's another sort of down and dirty trick that you could do. The question is, what happens after somebody watches the video? We want them to go to our website. We don't want them to go watch another video. But as we know, other related videos will pop up on the screen as soon as they're finished with that one. We don't want people to bounce and go to another video. So there's a simple solution to that. What you do is, when you're creating your video, at the end of your video, you want to have the URL that you want them to go to, whether it's an affiliate link, redirect, whatever. And what I want you to do is let that hang on the screen for like 5-10 seconds, for a long time. And what's going to happen is the person who's watching the video is going to really want to do something else, but all he's really staring at is your URL. So chances are much greater that he is not going to wait for this video to end until he sees the related videos. He's going to go ahead and go to that URL and check it out. Not everyone will do it, but the chances of someone doing it are much greater if you pull this little shenanigan I just told you. Now let's go back to the description box for a minute. As I told you, they give you a heck of a lot more room than people realize, and it's really valuable real estate because in addition to wanting to have that keyword in your title and in your meta tags and in your description box, you want to have as many times as you possibly can. There's something called keyword stuffing that Google will penalize you for, but so far it doesn't appear that YouTube is penalizing you for keyword stuffing. It appears they're actually rewarding you for keyword stuffing. So what you want to have is a really – now, I don't want you to go overboard with this because they could change the rules at any time and you want to do things that look sort of natural, but I want you to have a high-density article, a full article. So we're talking maybe 5 to even 10% keyword density. Have the writer do it with that kind of keyword density and put that whole article into the description box. It will fit. There's plenty – I haven't seen yet a limit to how big these description boxes can get. I'm sure there is one, but you can put a full 500-word article in that description box with that keyword sprinkled all over the place, and you're going to see a tremendous boost in your ranking for that keyword term. Now, I just want to make one more note about video responses. Video responses are very important, maybe even more important than the comments, and you want to make sure you have a lot to boost your rankings for that. And one thing you could do is slightly gray hat, I guess, but you could really, from other accounts, create more videos and upload them as a video response to your own video. I've seen people just do this one technique and see really dramatic increase in their rankings in the YouTube search engine. And what they did was they just started taking videos from all over the place. I don't recommend that you do this. It was copyright violation, no doubt. But you can make your own videos really quickly. They don't have to be poetry. They can just be quick videos that you make and you upload them as a video response. And when you get a bunch of video responses, you have a dramatic boost in your search engine rankings there. So when you take all these techniques together, full-on article, strong call to action, a live link, keywords in your title tags, keywords in your meta tags, a controversial title, as well as uploading other videos that are video responses to the most popular videos on YouTube in your niche, as well as another video that has matching meta keywords and title to the most popular, so the most popular related video, you have a recipe for tons of YouTube traffic. And since this product is called Total YouTube Domination, we'll just say one more thing, and that is when something works, rinse and repeat. Go ahead and make another video that targets yet another one of the most popular videos on YouTube. And every day and every week, there are going to be more and more videos for you to target. So just keep it up. If you really want to dominate the entire market on YouTube with your videos, just keep rinsing and repeating this process with new videos. Always piggybacking on the traffic of others and always getting your videos to number one in the search engines for the most popular keywords in your niche. Now, when it comes to becoming a video response, I said you should only go after videos that are the most popular for that day or for that week. But when it comes to becoming a video that shows up as a related video, you could go after the most popular videos of all time. Just like in SEO, if the competition is stronger, it will be more difficult to do. People are going to have a head start on you. The related videos there might already have tons of comments, tons of video responses. Do a little bit of research, and it will pay off big time. Since you know now what are the metrics, what are the factors that YouTube really cares about as far as giving you good rankings, you can analyze your competition before you do this. And you can look at other people's videos and see, is their meta really related to the most popular video's meta? Is their title really related to their title? Do they have a lot of comments? Do they have a lot of video responses? If they don't, you can beat them. In a short amount of time, with all the tactics that I just told you, you can take their place as being the number one most related video to that most popular video. So you have here, I probably gave you close to 15 different techniques that you could use. Any combination of three or four of these is going to give you a tremendous boost in traffic from YouTube, and it really is to your benefit to put these into practice and take some action on it, because while Google has become extremely competitive, people have to be building all sorts of backlinks and doing all kinds of crazy stuff to get good rankings on popular keywords in Google. It is not the same situation in YouTube. YouTube has gotten more competitive since people are finding out about it, but it is pretty darn easy to rank well in YouTube because people don't know this stuff, and you are just going to walk into the niche and you're just going to lay waste to the competition because they are not optimizing their videos for the YouTube search engine, and you will be. So it's like taking candy from a baby. You're playing with a bunch of, like an adult playing basketball with a bunch of kids. It's going to be really no competition, especially if you use a lot of these techniques together at the same time. And here's one other really crazy technique, and I got to give credit to Charles Kirkland for this one. What he recommended once was, let's say you have a video from some kids that extremely popular, but 15, 16-year-old kids, and they have no idea that how to monetize that video or even that they could monetize that video, but they are getting tons of traffic. Sometimes you'll find these videos from kids that are just funny, and they like the fact they have a lot of views, but it's not that important to them. But to you, it is important because you know that a lot of traffic in that niche could bring you tons of traffic. I mean, could bring you tons of money. So since you know how to monetize it and they don't, why not make an offer to that owner of that account and say, hey, I want to buy your account. I've heard that this has been done for as little as $50. The kid is really happy because all of a sudden they're making money from their YouTube video. They didn't even know they could do that. They're going to go out and buy a new stereo or new shoes or whatever. And here you are stealing away all this viral traffic from some topic, who knows what. It could be BB guns, and you're going to go on Google and go to BB guns affiliate program, or you're going to look on Commission Junction, you're going to look on Amazon, you're going to look all over, eBay, you're going to look all over for affiliate programs and way you can monetize this and start cashing in on all this tremendous viral traffic. And nobody needs to know that you're the new owner of the account. That might also come along with, it probably will come along with a huge list of subscribers. So you have a huge list there also, a targeted list in a certain niche that you can now start marketing to because you bought the account off this kid. It's a pretty sweet idea. One of the most successful examples of monetization of a viral YouTube video is this guy named Funtao. I think his name is Funtao, and he does a guitar playing. You've probably seen it. 51 million views last I checked. He plays a song called Cannon Rock on his guitar, and everyone just loves it. And nobody even realizes that the guy playing the video is not the guy who uploaded it. Nobody even realizes that the guy playing in the video is not the guy who uploaded it. The guy who uploaded it is writing in the description box in the first person as if he is the person that's playing the guitar, even though he's not. And here's what he says. I'm just looking at his description box right now. It says, I learned how to play guitar with GuitarMasterPro.net. Practice, 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 and get a copy of Guitar Master Pro. That's how I did it. Good luck. So pretty simple description there. He didn't do a whole article. He just did a quick tagline, quick call to action. But it did the job. This Guitar Master Pro is just another guitar website, but this is now on the top 300,000 websites in the world because he is piggybacking off of the traffic of this viral video. Now, what he did was probably a copyright violation, and he could get in trouble if he didn't have permission of the owner of the video. But maybe the owner of the video is getting a commission from this. Maybe the one who's playing is actually getting a cut and all the profits, because with 50 million views, you can bet they made a hell of a lot of money off of this video. But what he could have done, what you should do if you see a video like that that's going really viral and they're not monetizing in any way, you should make some kind of offer to them and tell them that you're going to upload their video under your account and you're going to monetize it and you're going to give them a kickback from all the sales. and you're going to do all these techniques that I just taught you to get your video to the top of that section. You're going to target guitar, keywords like guitar, or you're going to target that video, and you're going to go ahead, dominate the search rankings, and get a ton of traffic to that affiliate offer. Maybe it's your product or whatever it is, and give the guy a cut. And you could just do this again and again and again. If you didn't know better, you could also offer to just buy his entire account, and he might just do it. For somebody like that, who already has 50 million views, it will be a heck of a lot of money, but you might just come across a video that sometimes you know it's going to be really popular because it's really awesome, but it's still just starting, and that might be a good time to jump in and try and make an offer to buy that account off that person for $100 and start cashing in on all the traffic that video gets. Okay, so I really hope you enjoyed this presentation, and now let me just tell you about the opportunity that I mentioned before at the beginning of this podcast. What I recommend that you do is you go over to siteflippinggold.com, siteflippinggold.com, and you're going to find a really cool product there that I created about site flipping. It's about how you can make over $2,000 with 6 hours of work. It's selling really like crazy right now. It was a Warrior special offer and sold very, very well, and now it's gone on to the web at $27 a pop, and I'm giving away 100% commissions on that product. But I'm not just giving 100%, I'm giving actually 130%, because on the back end, there's another product there called Total Niche Domination, also a really cool product, that sells for $77, and I'm giving 30% commission on that. So here you're getting really 130% commission on a brand new, really hot product. So one thing that you could do is go to siteflippinggold.com, go to the bottom, click on the link where it says affiliates, and sign up for this affiliate program, because it's run through Rapid Action Profits, and that means that the payments are going to go immediately directly to your PayPal account. No delay whatsoever. So if you're looking to make some cash from what you've just learned, and you don't really know where to start, let me suggest that you join that affiliate program, get your affiliate link, and use the techniques that I just told you to create a video, to be a review of the product, or whatever you want to do, and then start going after all those videos about making money that are found on YouTube and using the techniques that I showed you. I wish you a lot of success with that, and I hope you all have a great night. Take care. Bye-bye.